You're surrounded. You could escape, but you might get caught. It's too risky. And you can't afford to take the risk. After all, if you just sit tight and stay right where you are, they'll come for you. You're not sure who they are, but you're certain that they're on the way. If you risk leaving now, what happens to your family? How will they feel once you're gone? That's it. You should take the risk. Shouldn't you? Your family would be proud of you. Your family would be proud that you took a stand and informed your captors that you were unafraid, that you told them to go ahead and do their worst, because it didn't matter. Whatever they do to you couldn't compare to what would happen if you didn't try to break free. Therefore, you must get out. Because you've been held captive for so long, you've developed and created a semblance of freedom. There's no need to leave. It ain't perfect, but it'll do, because it's too risky to make a break for it. But what about your business? Who's going to run it? You rationalize and tell yourself that it's safe in the hands of your business partners or your spouse or someone else you choose. They've got it covered, you say. There. Another reason to sit tight and wait, because they're coming for you. Someone's coming to rescue you. And when they do, you can dream again. Bigger dreams, new dreams, life-affirming dreams. Dreams that will set your soul on fire. It'll be truly splendiferous. Except it won't, because you've been on cruise control, autopilot, sitting on easy street, chilling in your easy chair. And you're trapped in the most dangerous place in the world. Your comfort zone. See, this is the part where you let out shrill screams of terror, because your comfort zone is a terrifyingly familiar place. It's creepy like an episode of The Twilight Zone. Good show, by the way, but still creepy sometimes. The truth is, your comfort zone is as mendacious as it is macabre. In fact, it is more so, because it reels you in with false hopes of everything taking care of itself. It dulls your senses to the attractive parts and pleasing results of hard work until you become, well, a dullard. It makes you forget that you've been gasping for air and barely clinging to life for so long that parts of you are already dead. The Supermax prison that is your the Supermax prison that is your comfort zone, it is pretty plush. You know everything there. You know everyone. And they know you. And you're the smartest cat in the room. You've got everything you need. Except you don't. And you never will. Unless you break free. Now, I know it's a Supermax and all, and you don't let much get in. But here's the thing. Everything you need to break out is inside of you. God's already given it to you. Now, you ain't gotta like that. But that doesn't make it any less true. He's already given you the keys, and he's got more for you. Just ask him. Not only do you have the keys that he's given you, he'll help you get out and break out if that's what it takes. And he'll help you stay out. It's your time to step up, stand up, and stand out. It's time to let that other part of you know that you ain't scared no more. And you gotta say it just like that. I ain't scared no more. It's time for you to bust out of the most dangerous place in the world. Will you?